VR4 AAE Mobile.
AAE N2 SWJ. How you doing today? This is Scott.
SWJ, this is KR4 AAE. Hey Scott, I'm doing good, man. I think I've talked to you before. You forgot my name, Steven, on this end. I'm doing good, man. Just trying to make my way back home so I can take down the Halloween decorations.
A never-ending thing at this time of year, from one holiday to the next, to the next, to the next.
I agree with you on that one. I purposely skipped Thanksgiving so I didn't have to worry about putting any decorations out for the month of November. Of course, everything I do is by design and by purpose.
Plan for it. Good way to plan for it. My son wants to put up the Christmas decorations, like, immediately.
My kid said the same thing, too. He's like, can we put up Christmas decorations now? I said, no. I was like, we have to wait until, at least until the week of Thanksgiving. And I said, after Thanksgiving, we'll put them on. And she said, okay. So I was like, all right, great. He's like, you're okay with it? I'm good.
But he's still going on and on. Please, please, please.
And then they hit you with all the teethy, cheesy please, and you're just like, no, still not happening. Like, keep on trying.
Go out and go fishing. He's excited about that this afternoon. I'm glad the weather cleared up from what it was this morning. It looked nasty this morning.
I'm right there with you. Man, fishing, this is good weather to go fishing right now. And what kid doesn't like fishing? Where are you heading to fish at?
We're here near the interstate, Oak Grove Lake. He has good luck there and likes going there.
Exactly is that one? I haven't, it sounds familiar, like I've heard of it before, but I don't know exactly where it's at.
Muddy Ford Road to that culvert, and right before you get to that culvert that goes under the interstate, you turn right and go up alongside the interstate, and then there's a right-hand turn that goes down off of that road, and it's back up there in the woods. There's a bunch of neighborhoods around it.
I'll have to look that one up. It's been a while since I've journeyed out that direction. I'm usually over at Lake Robinson in the spring, late summer, just catching old little bluegill and brim every now and then, the occasional catfish that somehow makes its way onto your hook. But yeah, I do love to fish. Even if you don't catch anything, it's just nice to sit out and just relax.
Yeah, bluegill. There at that little lake. I mean, it's nothing big, but it has this peninsula thing that you can go out there and fish in three different directions from it, and he likes that.
Dad, I don't know if it was you or me, but I didn't catch all of your laughs, but that's okay. We fish for bluegill too, and let me tell you what, if you put it on a little ultralight, you get like a little minnow on there or something just tiny, and it feels like a 5-pounder, and you're like, oh my gosh, you yank it out, and you're like, just laugh at the little fish, but it's still fun on the ultralight.
He catches, just as long as he catches something.
Yeah, I'm the same way too, especially in the summertime after a long day of work. I'm just like, yeah, like, come on, kid, let's go to the lake, let's go fishing for a bit, pick up some worms, and just go to the lake and stick our feet in the lake and just sit there and fish. It's just nice. I love that old pastime. Just like baseball. It'll never get old. I did not catch your last. I may have been going through a little bit
fast. I say just a good old American kid.
Just find 25 acres and grow up like I grew up. Don't come in till dark, but make sure you can always see the house.
Gang, a local biker gang. They roam around the neighborhood on their bikes till dark and terrorize, you know, all the local pets and stray cats and stuff. So, you know, you got that going for him too.
For AAE. Yep, that sounds like me when I was a kid. the only way you knew who was home was who, or whose house you were at was whose bicycles were in the front yard. I miss those days.
It's a BJ. Yeah, those are the days. That's how I grew up, too, back a long time ago.
Those days to me were the most fun, and hopefully I can raise my kids similarly to how I grew up. Keep away from cell phones and tablets and screens and the internet as long as I possibly can, but I can only do that for so long. It's inevitable that they're bound to get involved in it.
Addiction, but he actually pulls away from it to go outside and play some, so, you know, that's good for him that he does that, so I commend him on that.
It is very awesome. I like that, because nowadays I see so many kids out, and they're either on tablets or phones, or parents are out on tablets and phones and not paying attention to kids, and just bothers me that happens, and not much I can do about it, but I know what I'm going to do and how I'm going to raise my kids. Might not be the right way, but I think I'm going to roll with it for right now.
In my opinion, in some of the old ways, there's some good in some of the new ways and stuff like that, but I don't necessarily agree with the air quotes new ways of doing all that stuff.
Yeah, I copy that. That reminds me, I was talking to one of my professors at Scramble Tech after class one day, and we just started chatting, and we're just like, why don't people bring back shop class and auto and body shop and mechanics class? Whatever happened to all that stuff? I mean, home ec. I love shop class and automotive class. It's awesome. I love it. Where's the, yeah, one day we'll bring it back.
I love those classes. They were great. But I ended up going to a high school that was one of the, I ended up going to a high school in the early 90s that was a pioneering blah, 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 school of the future, blah, 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 didn't have shop or didn't have auto shop. So I got shop, not, I got shop and all that, and metal shop and all that in junior high. But when I went to high school, I was at this new, brand spanking new high school, and they had business courses on computers. And when I got banned for that, for hacking and stuff like that, then I took electronics courses, which benefits me now because I can build circuits and stuff like that and helps with this whole ham radio stuff and all that stuff. But, you know, it was pretty cool at the time. I liked it. I ended up liking that better than I would have liked learning to type.
Copy that. I mean, I'm in the basic electricity class at Greenville Tech, and we're starting on all the circuitry, capacitors, inductance, RLC circuits, and AC. I'm like, hey, I was like, this goes straight into ham radio. I was like, this is going to be great. And I'm already scoping out electronics that are broken just to see if I can fix them and troubleshoot them and do whatever I can do with electricity and circuitry. I think it's fun. It exercises my brain.
It's a lot of fun.
Pulled up my QTH, and I gotta unload this car and get my Halloween decorations down. So it was nice chatting with you. Enjoy fishing. It's a good day for it. And to SWJ, this is KR4AAE. I will be clear on your final.
Steven, right? I think that's what your name was, if I remember right. But anyways, yeah, we were fixing to leave to go fishing. So have a great day, 73 to you, and into SWJ, clear.
That's the name. I'll catch you on the airwaves sometime soon. KR4.